Many people, including some who practice Islam, can't even pronounce the word Muslim correctly. Here's how a convert to Islam, Lisa Killinger of the Quad Cities, explains it.
When you put a Z in the word Muslim or Muslim, that means one who violates people's rights. But if you say Muslim, it means one who is has submitted their will to God, or who is at peace because of submitting their will to God. So it's a completely different word in the Arabic root, but Muslims understand that people don't always say it correctly. They don't mean any harm.
But what Muslims can't understand is why their faith is continually branded as a religion that breeds terrorists. New York Congressman Peter King is currently chairing a series of congressional hearings into the radicalization of Muslims in America. He has contended in the past that the majority of mosques in the country are run by radicals. Political science professor Mahmoud Hamad teaches a course on Islam at Drake University in Des Moines. He's Egyptian and Muslim. He says negative attitudes toward Islam are often shaped by people who know little about the faith.
Because we know little here in the United States about Islam, we tend to overgeneralize. We usually say all Muslims are like this. Muslims are like Christians and like Jews and like every other religion. There is a wide range of ideas and opinions and attitudes and behaviors. Some Muslims are very liberal, some Muslims are very conservative. And our students need to appreciate that there is nothing called a stereotype Muslim.
Hamid says his course, Islam in the 21st Century, quickly fills with curious students. He also recently returned from escorting a group of 30 around Egypt for 3 weeks. He senses interest in the Muslim world among young people is growing. Judging from the reaction to a proposed Muslim youth camp on Coralville Lake in eastern Iowa, so-called Islamophobia remains a factor in the state. A well-known Muslim family in Cedar Rapids, the Aussies, were behind a plan to convert an abandoned Girl Scout camp into an outdoor getaway for Muslim youth. A group calling itself Concerned Citizens of Johnson County organized against it. Camp developer Jalal Aussie says his family first floated the idea in 1999, and the debate over it eventually gained national attention.
There's always resistance one way or another. I think, of course, what catches the national media attention is the tie-in back to the Islamic faith. And you could probably read all of the comments that were sent in, from terrorist camp to poisoning the water to you name it, what was out there.
Aussie blames Mother Nature more than the backlash for halting the project. He says the floods of 2008 slowed development. Even after he dropped plans, however, some messages in media chat rooms continued to depict the initiative as a potential terrorist training ground. An imam in Cedar Rapids says the media is in part responsible for the misunderstandings that persist about Islam. Taha Tawil from the Mother Mosque says it starts with an incorrect translation of the word jihad. He says it simply means to struggle.
So unfortunately, they called jihad as a holy war, and that is a misconception. It's not true. We fight our desires, we fight our lust, we fight our things within.
Tawil concedes there are bad elements within Islam, but he says the entire religion should not be tainted because of it. Muslims are often asked about Islam's treatment of women. In strictly conservative Arab nations such as Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive. Many Muslim women follow what most Islamic scholars consider proper dress for females by covering all but their hands and face. Miriam Amr of Cedar Rapids wears a hijab or headscarf in public. She contends this decision does not put her in a subservient role to men.
In Islam, men and women are equal. Women have a different role than men, but we are equal. It's our job to be the nurturers of the family while the husband is the protector and the provider. When we marry, our money is our money and our husband's money is our money. So we can keep our own money when we go to work, which I do quite often.
But Amr realizes her choice of garment sets her apart.
Just recently at Walmart, I was shopping, doing the weekly grocery shopping, and some guy followed me around with a toy gun that had an electronic sound to it. And he took great pleasure in shooting at me.
Amr comes from a military family. Her father was a career Marine. She grew up on a Marine Corps base. Her great-grandfather was a Rough Rider with Teddy Roosevelt. Today, she is executive director of the Iowa chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. From this post, she's listened to the heated rhetoric her faith sometimes draws. But she's also witnessed some remarkable support for her community.
You know, on 9/11, a miraculous thing happened. When it became apparent that it was a group of rogue Muslims that had hijacked my faith, our mosque was surrounded by people, but not people protesting us, people there to protect us.
It's scenes like this that give Amr and the other Muslims interviewed for this story hope. They say Muslims have lived in Iowa peacefully for more than 100 years and are here to stay. It's time, they say, to put aside any lingering mistrust and fear. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.